The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time to get your sex life back on track. Do you feel that sometimes your sex life needs a little something? Well, let's figure it out intimately with Tamaron for an hour of simple and basic tips to help you create more fun, intimacy, and pleasure into your life. Now, here's your host, Tamaron.
Welcome to this fun-filled, interactive, intimate hour with me, Tamaron. I've created this show to provide you, my listeners, with some of the top experts in the world who can help us all create more fun, passion, and sexual intimacy back into our lives. Life is filled with endless lists of things to do, and we get so caught up in the pace of it all that sometimes we forget to just let it all go and remind ourselves of what really matters the most. Things like, who do we want to spend our time with? What do we want to spend our time doing, and how can we make that time more fun, honorable, and pleasurable? And those are the questions that I ask myself a lot, and I'm sure you are feeling the same way. Many of us live crazy, hectic lives, and at some point we feel like something is just missing. And I think I found the answer for me in my life, and so I want to share, and share some more. And what I realized was that I was lacking deep intimacy in my life. It was affecting my personal relationships. I felt lonely, misunderstood, and I also felt that somehow I was dying on the inside. And how could that be? I knew that I was a genuine, caring, loving person, but how come I wasn't happy? How come I felt so terrible and I couldn't explain it? Well, I was determined to find my own answers, and through much prayer and faith, I sent out on a path that clearly showed me the way. But I wanted the quick answers, of course, and don't we all? But being as stubborn as I am, my life showed me something that was very unexpected. It showed, or I was looking for happiness, love, and abundance in the wrong place. I was looking for everyone else in my life to provide that for me. I was expecting it to show up just like in the movies, TV, or the amazing books that I had read in the past. I thought I was entitled. And after working with other leaders, coaches, counselors, and motivational speakers, and reading some flippin' awesome books, they gave me the tools and the tips on how to get the answer. And after walking down that path for well over 10 years, I got it. And I just about fell over when I realized the truth. And how come no one teaches you this stuff in school? ABC 123 doesn't even compare to what I had learned. And this was like the treasure in the treasure box that we all hope to secretly find hidden in our house somewhere or buried in the backyard from our ancestors. And I found me, and I realized that old cliche, no one else can make me happy, no one else can provide for me, and no one else can satisfy my needs. No one else even has a clue what does it for me, and it isn't their job, it is my job. So what did this mean for me? It meant figure out what excites me. Figure out what scares me, figure out what I would love to try doing, and figure out what I'm feeling, and figure out a way to communicate it all. I was lacking deep communication skills. I didn't even have a clue to understand what I was feeling and how to express it. So I learned because I was forced to learn, and I kept on learning. I loved to read, take courses, meet others, and share experiences, and lo and behold, I became so grounded and I felt so fulfilled and so genuinely happy that I can't stop smiling because I love my life and I love me. And then some incredible things started happening for me too, where I was attracting beautiful people into my life personally and professionally. I became very intimate with myself and others, and that just created beautiful, passionate love in my life. And for me, the loneliness dissipated. People trust me and want to share with me also. So I have designed this show to help you do the same. sit back and enjoy as we learn how to figure it out intimately as I bring on amazing guests, co-hosts, and we share beautiful stories, challenges, and some great tips on how to give you all the fun, passion, and intimacy in your life that you deserve also. And if you'd like to call in or ask questions, the number is always toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Or if you'd like to send me an email, please do so at tamaron@figureitoutlive.com. Or hit the email host button here on my host page here on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel on my show here called Let's Figure It Out Intimately. So today I don't have a guest again. It's me. And I've been working very, very hard on a program, my signature program that I had changed. I had a program that I had a year ago. What I found was that when people took my old program, which was a 28-day program, people were telling me that their sex life got better. And I was like, really? Well, my program isn't about sex. It's about how to enhance your physical body and the ways to look at yourself. So I had to take a hard look at why that was happening. And what I realized was that I was teaching people intimacy. And so I actually hired a business coach and started looking at ways where I could develop how I could serve people better. Now, I've done sort of shows on this before, but I haven't actually talked about the program. So today, what I'm going to do is I'm going to focus my show a little bit around the concepts of my new program. And my new program is actually called Tamron's Secret Sex Language. And what this program actually is, it's a full day where you guys get to hang out with me. So right now, this program is a live event. You actually have to spend an entire day with me. You do have to come to Southern Ontario, or I can certainly make accommodations to go somewhere else to work with couples. And this is for men and women together or bisexual couples. It doesn't necessarily mean it has to be for a man and a woman, but you definitely have to be a couple. And the program is really focused on teaching people how to add that spark back in their sexual relationship. So it's a lot of communication skills. We work one-on-one together, and I'm there with you for the entire day. Now, the beauty of it is if you come here to Southern Ontario, I also feed you. And one of the things that I am famous for in my business here is my food. So people love to eat my food. So that sort of is included with it. And it's a bonus for you guys as well. So the theme of my show today is called Getting Back to the Sexual Basics. And what I found was that the people that I have been speaking to and working with previously in my program were genuinely people who really wanted to make their marriage work, but there are fears that come into play when you've been with someone for a while. What happens is that sometimes we get a little bit too comfortable with our partners, or, you know, we want things to change, but we don't know how to approach our partner. We don't want to offend them. And so that's where the fear initially starts, is that, you know, you really want to make your relationship better in the sex department, but that is a very, very touchy subject for a lot of people. So how do you find a way to actually approach your partner and not offend them at the same time? So this is really what I noticed was the basis of why people were coming to me and confiding in me, because of my background. I was with a partner for 13 years, who I'm now divorced, but after that breakup, I actually went through a bit of a depression. And I've talked about this also on other shows, but during that state where I wasn't understanding what had gone wrong in the relationship, I became very depressed. And so I actually became celibate for just over 4 years. I don't even know exactly the dates, but it actually led into more than 4 years. And the reason why that happened was because I felt that I wanted to learn why my relationship failed. And so in that doing, I just felt that I wasn't willing to be in another relationship with someone and have a sexual relationship until I understood it. And the truth was, just like I talk about in my intro, was that I needed to figure out who I was as a person. And it was in doing so that I realized that, you know, it takes two people to make a relationship work. It takes two people for it to fail. And so when I finally realized that, it was like a big aha for me, because that was when my depression actually lifted, when I realized that, you know, there were many, many factors at play as to why that relationship didn't work. But the power of it all was that I learned so much about myself when I inquired about why this wasn't working. So this is where I talked in my intro, where I started reading books and I hired a coach and, you know, I got involved in things and I learned how to meditate and I learned how to listen and to understand what I was truly feeling, because that was what I was lacking, was this intimacy. So in other words, I was really lacking on who I was as a person and becoming intimate with myself as an individual. So when I got stronger and my self-esteem got stronger just by understanding myself, I was able to take that this new part of myself that I understood and start dating again. And it was fascinating what I was bringing into new relationships and meeting different people. And some of the men I were dating were just like, wow, like I've never met somebody like you. And it was basically because I had just taken so much time, because I'm that's what I was passionate about. So that really is what the program is about, is the things that I learned about myself on how to enhance my actual communication skills with future partners. And so over the years of dating, for the past few years, I found that depending on the person I was dating and depending on their personality and understanding what actually turned them on or triggered them, or maybe what they were lacking in intimacy or what they brought out in me in intimacy, actually was very, very powerful. And so I took this knowledge that I had and I created it into this program. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about some of the things that people have come to me, some of the problems, and I'm going to go through with some of these very basic issues. And then I will explain to you guys, you know, how this can work to enhance your sex life in my actual program. All right. So that's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to take my first break in a couple of minutes here, because I'm already getting close to my first break time. But I just want to share this quickly with you guys before I get started. And that is my oracle card for the show today. I love to pull a card. So just before the show, for the romance angels, so and help you guys with your intimacy, this is the card that I pulled. And let me see if this resonates with you guys. It says here, let your friends help you. Ask for and accept support from others. And it says, the romance angels are helping you via other people to the degree that you'll allow the assistance to occur. This card indicates that you need to be more willing to ask for guidance, especially within the context of your love life. For instance, discuss your feelings, hopes, and dreams. Then allow others to help you. Perhaps they'll offer support, give advice, or even know of a potential partner among their acquaintances. This card is a signal that you'll benefit from spending quality time with your friends. If you're currently in a relationship, you'll get renewed enthusiasm by having regular outings with good friends. If you're single, then spending time with these special people will get you out of the house and bring in fresh energy. Your friends may also introduce you to a wonderful romantic partner. All right, so how appropriate is that, that I pulled that card and yet this is what my actual one-day program called Tamron's Secret Sex Language Program is actually all about. It's about me supporting you guys so that you can have better communication skills in your sexual relationship. So that is my card for today. Gotta love it, because I do believe in synchronicity. I think everything happens for a reason. And I'm a person who does use tarot cards and things regularly in meditation. So it's a very, very powerful tool for us to connect into ourselves. So it is that time already. What I'm going to do is take my first break and come back in a little bit. So I just want to remind you guys, this is Tamron and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned for more after the break.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Listen to the women's side of the fitness industry on Fitness RX Radio. If you're looking to stay healthy and look great, or are getting ready to compete athletically, this is the show for you. We'll look at competitions from the inside out, bring you fitness tips, nutrition to keep you on top of your game, and so much more. We want to hear from you, too, and we'll take your questions by phone or email. Tune in to Fitness RX Radio, airing every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Variety Channel. Look and feel your best.
Being here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss being here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out Intimately with your host, Tamaran. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamaran at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamaran, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately. And today, the topic of my show is actually called Getting Back to the Sexual Basics. So, believe it or not, I do believe that, you know, if you've been with a partner for a long, long time, you know, there's nothing wrong with going back to those very, very simple things to change your relationship. Sometimes we get so comfortable in something that we feel like, oh, yeah, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, we've been there, done that, or did that 20 years ago or whatever. But you got to realize you guys are different people than when you first met. So I'm going to give you guys some really cool tips and talk about how my actual signature program, which is a live event, full-day event, can actually help you guys if you're resonating with any of this stuff that you'd like to reestablish in your sexual relationships. So some new things to share with you guys as well. I've got my crew here helping me fix myself up on social media. So my new YouTube show, we've just changed the name. So if you guys want to follow me on YouTube, it's now just called Tamaran TV. And it's going to talk about the radio show. It's going to talk about my TV show that's going to launch next month in July. It's going to talk about some of the guests that I have, where some of the places I'm going to be. I've lined up to be promoted on other people's shows and things like that, and telesummits. So lots of people are interested in my secret sex language program that I'm talking about today. So they're just dying for me to get that out there. The website, my new website, is not live. It is almost live. So I think by time I'm back here with you guys next week, it will be live. So I'm going to start giving you guys the actual website address for that, and it will be up on the host page here as well. You can still follow me now on Twitter under Tamaran's Place. I'm also on LinkedIn, all kinds of cool things. And like I said, my signature program called Tamaran's Secret Sex Language Program. You guys, if you want to know more about it, about today after the show, feel free, just email me or click that host button here on my host page, and I will share with you guys all the information, all the things that I cover. And like I said, you know, it is designed as a whole day program because I really want to make sure that you guys go home with a different perception of your sexual relationship. So I am more than welcome to travel to accommodate people as long as we are putting aside a full day for this, because I have it set up here that, you know, we start at 10 and we go till about 7 o'clock in the evening. You're going to have a lot of tools in your toolbox, and I'm going to guide you through it because these are some of the things that I've worked with in my own relationships. So very, very effective and a lot of fun. So that's all my housekeeping stuff for right now. So I'm going to get back to the show theme. So getting back to the sexual basics, this is based on a lot of the things people talk to me about. They confide in me, whether they were my friends or people that I've known in the past. And it was because of the issues that people were having, and myself also. I don't want you guys to assume that I haven't had these problems, because that's why I understand people. I've had these issues too. All right. So how did I get around it? Where did I go for help? What did I learn about myself? This is really what the program is about. All right. So basically, when we look at sex, intercourse, sexual touch, oral sex, no matter who you are, any form of sex can be a very scary thing, especially if it's your first time. But if you are in a relationship with someone and you're realizing that something needs to happen, it is literally like being with someone for the first time all over again. Because like I said earlier in the show, sometimes you become so comfortable with a certain routine that you need to revamp it. But the truth is, you're afraid to change who you are because of the fears of your partner might say to you, well, why all of a sudden the big change? And why didn't you say something before? Why didn't you say something 10 years ago when it bothered you 10 years ago? There's a lot of fear in relationships, and it is huge. It was huge in my life, and it's very, very huge with the people that I'm connecting with in my program. So in order to overcome your fear and become more comfortable in a sexual relationship, I've put together some techniques, and there's some instructions on how to ease some of these things to create a deeper sense of intimacy in the sexual aspect of your relationship with your partner. All right. So number one, I used to have some tantra people on my show here last year from September to December, and I actually followed their program. And it was really, really fascinating that, you know, the whole concept of tantra is to go back to the basics of you can't actually tell somebody what you need or what you like in your sex life if you don't know what you like first. And when I heard that, I thought, my God, that is brilliant, because that is so true. I did not grow up with the knowledge of understanding that it's powerful to know your own body first before you share that with someone else, because every single person is different. And I know, yeah, there's basic parts about people's bodies that are all the same. Women have certain things on their body and men have certain things on their body. But that doesn't necessarily mean that, say, for example, if I was with a man, that something that a man has done to a previous female lover, that he can do the same thing to me and it's going to turn me on. That is so far from the truth. It's unbelievable. And a lot of people make these assumptions. All right. So getting back in tantra, what is the number one thing is learning how to please yourself. All right. So again, like I was saying, how can you expect anyone else to push your buttons if you're not even sure where they are? So set a mood that works for you, whether you're literally bringing roses or candles or leather or boots, whatever. It really doesn't matter. This is your own personal acceptance of yourself. All right. Use fantasy, touch yourself everywhere. The human body has quite a few erogenous zones, and the biggest of which is the brain. So if you immediately gallop towards the private areas on your body, you're going to be missing layers and layers of what it means to be sexual. All right. And it's so true. Sex is, the physical part of sex is a very, very small component. The rest is the mind. And I believe that about every aspect of our life. So when we can grasp this concept in our sex life, it's going to change everything. All right. And this is really what my personal signature program is in the Secret Sex Languages. I'm going to teach you guys how to connect with what you're saying, what your perception is of things when you're together, because I'm going to be asking you very, very specific questions about your individual perceptions of things and the seven different areas that we're going to go through in that whole day. And I guarantee you, I am going to open your eyes, because that is what I learned about myself. So the mind is a very, very powerful thing. All right. So if at any point you guys have any specific questions that are coming up for you as I'm talking, you know, again, please feel free to email me, and I am going to answer your questions on later show dates as well. All right. So a lot of times I get emails from people after the show. And so I can incorporate that too, or it could even be already be a part of my program. All right. So just want to make sure, you know, if you guys have anything that's coming up to, you know, let me know. All right. So getting back to this now. So I want you guys to start thinking about experimenting with a variety of touches. So not only are you going to, you know, examine your whole body, it's how you touch yourself. So how did you find something that kicked your libido into high gear? All right. So whatever you do, don't keep repeating that same technique all the time. All right. Locking yourself into one style of pleasure will make it extremely difficult for anyone else to satisfy you. All right. Even if they manage to master your technique, the two of you will then be locked into a strict routine, which really is a libido killer. All right. Now I'm going to make a personal comment here, because again, in my program, you're going to hear a lot of my stories and how I came up with things. This was so true for me. I had been with my partner for 13 years, and we were young. We were in our mid-20s when we had met, so we had dated other people, and we had, you know, partners we had been with for different lengths of time or whatever. But when you actually get to the point where, you know, you're with someone who sees you very differently from others and you fall in love, it really does change your sex life. And it did for me. So there's an opening that occurs when you're with someone that you love, where you want that person to know everything about you. And this is what happened to me. So in that part of that relationship where it was very fresh, it was new, and it was young, there was this opening that occurred. And so we wanted to know everything about each other. So we were learning about ourselves sexually, but when we got to something that was so powerful where, you know, it could either bring me to an orgasm, or I could touch my partner a certain way and it literally gave him goosebumps, what did we do? We focused on that and we kind of stayed with that. And it is so true that, you know, that it sounded like, you know, I know how to push your buttons type of thing. So we could approach each other after being together for 13 years and literally know exactly where to touch each other and to like arouse each other instantly so that, you know, sex was pleasurable. But the fault was, and this is where I reflect on it now that I'm older, we still didn't do the other things. And so I think it's really important that if we somehow manage to balance that out, and to keep it more playful and open, because what I'm realizing now later in my life is that our body changes. And when hormones get involved, especially for women, women go through these different phases of their life where the hormones actually affect the physical areas of our body that are being touched. And so things that didn't arouse me when I was younger are like super arousing me now that I'm older. So I never really paid attention to the different phases that I was going through because we were stuck in that same pattern. So when I started dating again, I found that in different aspects of my relationships with a different partner, if they touched me in a certain part of my body, that I was super aroused. So it was really, really fascinating because I thought I could only really be aroused in that one section. So it really, really is important to understand that you can go back to something so simple as that, and that can totally change your sex life. So very, very powerful too. All right. So what I'm going to do is before I get on to the next component of this, I'm going to take a quick break. So when I get back, I'll get into it in more detail. Just want to remind you guys, if you do have any questions, my full signature program is called Tamron's Secret Sex Language Program. So if you have any questions about anything, please email me, and we'll come back after the break and talk a little bit more. So remember, this is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
No matter what you have tried,
Healing is always possible. Learning about healing, what it is, and what it can do brings a much clearer understanding of the process. Listen for the Healing Power Hour with Suzanne Hill. Our program will help you understand your own body so that you can understand how you can reduce or eradicate any negative health issues that you might be dealing with. Healing is energy-based, and by learning how it works, you help yourself. Tune in to the Healing Power Hour, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
There are all kinds of issues which can affect our relationships, our families, our workplaces, and communities. Tune into Breakthrough with Michael Pipich for a clearer understanding to what these issues of modern life are and what kind of solutions are being presented and discussed. Michael and his guests will talk about teen suicide, PTSD, alcohol and drug abuse, bipolar disorders, and more. It's deeper understanding of our life and healing. Breakthrough with Michael Pipich is heard every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you looking for a 21st century first aid kit? You don't have to suffer nor take on the increasing expense of healthcare. Tune in to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health. Your host, Lynn Waldrop, will show you how many common and even uncommon aches, pains, and ills can be remedied through sound, color, and light. While it may sound like these are new concepts, believe it or not, these are actually ancient methods that still make sense today. Create a healthy life. Listen Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out Intimately with your host, Tamaran. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamaran at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamaran, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately here on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So just want to remind you guys, how else can you follow me now? Is my YouTube show is under Tamaran TV, so check me out there. Remember to subscribe for me. Twitter, Tamaran's Place, and my new program, which I'm only going to be talking about today because next time I come online or onto the radio show, my new website's going to be online. So, you guys can find out more about it today if you want, because all the information and data is already up on the site. The site just isn't live. But that is my new signature program called Tamaran's Secret Sex Language Program, which is a full day event where you get to hang out with me all day. And we're going to be talking about some of those things in today's show. So just want to remind you guys that, and I do offer, and you'll see this on the website as well, that if you do feel connected with me and I can help you in some way or form, I do offer a free 15-minute consultation by phone. We can do it together. We can use Skype. Sometimes people connect with me and I feel that maybe their issues are more geared to where somebody else could help them. Sometimes it's more physical, whereas, you know, I work on the emotional part, I work on the communication stuff. So I have lots of people that have been on my radio show that I can definitely refer you to, people I know that have either written some amazing books or they also have programs as well that can be done online. So, you know, I can offer that for you guys as well. So yeah, always connect with me. Again, I love to share quotes, but today I'm sharing my own quote, and I kind of talked about this a little bit at the beginning of the show, but it says here, this is mine, my favorite aphrodisiac is the mind. And that is so me. Again, it is our perception of things. It is what we think that actually has the power to enhance our life, and especially when it comes to our sex life, something I learned very much so myself. So that is going to be a quote on my website. So let's get back. I was talking about how can we use basic sexual things to get us back in the groove a little bit, especially if you and your partner have been together for quite a while and you've kind of gotten yourself into a bit of a rut. I know some people have been very honest with me and said they've literally considered having an affair. They don't feel connected to their partners anymore, or they don't know how to make it better. They just assume that because it got so boring that it can't get any better. And that is so far from the truth. That is just my personal belief anyways. With anything we do, we have to make an effort. And so by taking my program, I'm going to teach you guys how to reconnect and how to really make that effort very simple, but very, very powerful. All right. So we talked a little bit about before the break about how getting to know your body and, you know, teaching that to your partner. But if you've been with someone for a long time, how you can get stuck in a rut. And, you know, so you start using that same technique or whatever it is over and over again. And we forget to go back and play around and do silly things and, you know, experiment with our partners. All right. So very, very important to do that. So what would be another component to learning about self-pleasuring yourself or to learn something deeper about your body? One tip I'm going to suggest is to avoid watching porn while you're learning to do this. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with porn, but it can make you more visually dependent on this when it comes to sex, which can dampen your satisfaction in the real world. All right? So instead of creating a variety of tantalizing scenarios in your head and imagine yourself living them out, it will make you more creative. All right? So when you just depend less on something visual, but create the fantasies in your own mind. All right? So this is huge because I'm going to be honest. This is a big module in my program, but I'm also going to break it down and talk about this very, very specifically every month on my new YouTube show that I'm starting next month. And I'm going to incorporate that into this radio show as well. Sexual fantasies are very, very powerful, but the word fantasy means fantasy. It means it's in the mind. And it doesn't necessarily mean it's ever going to get played out. So when your partner approaches you about a fantasy, you already have, if you've been using a visual stimulation from porn, you have ingrained something in your mind already as how that fantasy is going to play out. So the problem with this is that when that happens, and, you know, maybe you and your partner have agreed to try something different or to maybe act out that fantasy, you've already assumed it has to be a certain way. And so this joy of understanding your own partner or allowing it to play out just based on a concept gets shot down. And so it's like thinking that, you know, everything has to be a certain way, and you get very, very disappointed when it doesn't. All right? That is the damage behind porn. I'm not saying don't watch it, but I'm saying if you want to enhance and get to know your partner and yourself better, you are better to use your own mind, all right? Because you're going to learn things about yourself that you didn't know. You can learn things like, are you more dominant as a partner or are you more submissive? Are you wanting to be either, and, you know, you're afraid to let that part of you come out because you've never done it before, because you've been fixated on what you've seen in porn. All right, so this is huge. And again, this is a big, big part of my program. So if you guys have any questions, you want me to explain this a little bit further, it's hard for me to go into great detail on the show, but if you have anything specific, I can tell you how my program can actually help you. So it's very, very interesting when we do this. So all I'm saying is, you know, avoid it for a while. You can come back to it later, but you'd be fascinated at what you learn about yourself when you are actually playing out your own fantasy in your mind. And some people have said to me, well, I don't have my own fantasy. And the truth is, I bet you do. But you may not have felt comfortable enough in your own relationship to talk about it with your partner. All right. It is huge. I actually know a lot of people that said to me, I'm terrified to tell my partner what my fantasy is. That is so common for people. So common. So I can work with you guys on how to approach the subject and give you guys some steps, some baby steps for you guys to work on. So it's going to be a win-win situation for both, how you guys can work on this together with some steps. And these are things that you go home and do. There is no sex in my program. No one's getting naked. I'm not asking you guys to do anything. My program is all about how you guys are going to communicate this. All right? Very, very huge. Now, did this happen to me in my life? Absolutely. Absolutely, this happened when I was in my marriage. And the way I was approached about certain things, I didn't like it because I had a scenario in my head of what I thought that person was asking me to do when they talked about a fantasy. And so I was scared because I didn't feel like I could fulfill that part of a fantasy because we never talked through it. And I didn't know what parts of that fantasy were more important to him. You know, what were things that we could have worked on together so that maybe as a woman, I didn't feel like I had to look like a porn star or to have the body or to talk a certain way or whatever, because it wasn't me. But what I'm saying was that these are all the pieces that I'm going to go through with you guys so that you can take it apart and understand it. And it's going to be like pieces of the puzzle so that you guys know who you are and you know who your partner is and how you guys are literally going to change your sex life together. All right? So very, very powerful way to do something. So I'm encouraging you guys to even try that. And if you're finding that you're trying it and you're getting stuck, or you're not understanding what it is that you're feeling because no one's really explained it to you, that's when I need you guys to contact me or call me as well. All right? So very, very powerful. I'm going to share one more thing before the break because I have so much to share with you guys. It looks like I'm going to be using this show theme next week as well. I get a lot of feedback from people, so this is how I'm going to help you guys. What's the one more thing? Even if you're with your partner for a long time, don't have sex unless you are completely turned on. And I know this is hard if you've been with a partner for a long time, but maybe you've made a weekly sex schedule with your partner and it's like Friday night or every Saturday night. And maybe you'll be glad when the time comes, but you know, you really need to have your body on the same pages as your mind. So, you know, enjoying kissing and touching and foreplay and dirty talk and all these other things that need to stimulate you can do this on a Monday or a Tuesday, or do it whenever it feels good for you. Don't wait till Friday night when the work week is over or Saturday. So many people get lost in this that they lose touch with each other. And so, again, like I said in my quote, the mind is the most powerful aphrodisiac there is. So when you keep yourself stimulated and you even if it's just a little text, you know, once a day, or you're saying something to your partner or whatever, or you do have something lined up, that's okay. But it's that mental stimulation that keeps you guys going and keeps you connected. It's when you're disconnected with each other that you lose something. And so we need to keep this balance in a healthy way. Not so it's overtaking your life. I'm not talking about creating sexual addictions here or that's all you think about. But expressing some of these fun little things and how you're going to look forward to being with your partner makes it that much more powerful and more spontaneous so that you don't get caught in that rut. All right. So just a little tip. So what I'm going to do is take my last break. And when I get back, I've got more tips to share with you guys. So remember, this is Tamron and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately on voiceamerica.com health and wellness channel.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you're looking for answers and solutions, you don't have to look to expensive treatments, consultations, and methods. All you have to do is listen to your connections. Every week, the Dr. Melanie Show will teach you how to do just that. Dr. Melanie Barton will share her gifts and talents and teach you to do the same. And in doing so, find the solutions to the issues in your life that you truly need. You'll learn about holistic and practical health in six key areas. Discover the Dr. Melanie Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
If you have a loved one that is undergoing treatment for substance abuse or mental illness, you owe it to them and yourself to tune in to One Hour at a Time with host Mary Woods. This compassionate and educational talk show will help you help those that you love by better understanding their condition and their personal recovery process. Tune in every Monday at 12 noon Pacific Time to One Hour at a Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Recovery begins this hour.
Join Patricia Raskin, the host of Positive Living on VoiceAmerica.com, Monday at 11 Pacific. This program brings you practical and inspiring principles for living a more authentic, engaging, and passionate life. Patricia's guests will give you a formula for connecting, giving, forgiving, and miraculous living. So tune in and call to Positive Living, Mondays at 11 Pacific Time, right here on VoiceAmerica.com.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out Intimately with your host, Tamaran. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamaran at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamaran, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately. And today, I've been talking about getting back to the sexual basics. So mainly, this is really a show today for couples who have been in relationships for a long time, whether you're married or not. And, you know, sometimes we get caught in a little bit of a rut. So I'm just giving you guys some tips on how to get that spark back. And always, I just want to remind you guys, you know, contact me, email me, hit that email host button here on the host page if you have any questions or you want to have a consultation call with me. Connect with me because I love it when I get feedback from the show, and it's really interesting. Or a lot of times people message me on Facebook, so you can send me private messages on there. And my business page, if you want to add me, is Tamaran's Place. Or my personal page, again, it's personal, but, you know, I do talk a lot about my business on there. I mean, you get to know me as a person, and what my business is about is Tamaran Karim, and that's K-A-R-A-I-M. So getting back to the show, because, of course, you know, we are running out of time. I always love to share quotes, and this is a good one. It's unknown, but it says, "It is always our own self that we find at the end of the journey." So I really liked it because it really is, you know, I agree with that. It's not the end of the journey, but it is the journey, what I believe. And especially when it's about our sexuality. Very, very powerful. A lot of us, you know, would like to know more about ourselves sexually, but we have so many fears about doing that or wanting to know more about it. So that comes up a lot for people. It's come up a lot for myself in the past. You know, I'm 49 years old. I've had the ups and downs. I've had kids. You know, I've been married. I've been celibate. I've been single. You know, so it is very, very interesting, you know, what we learn about ourselves. So this really is what my program is about that I've been talking about today. The website is not live yet, but it will be live by next week. But my program is ready to go. And that is called Tamaran's Secret Sex Language Program, what is a full-day program with me. I can take apart the different modules. There are 7 modules to it. I can work with you guys individually, so I can talk to you more about it if you do have questions. But again, that will be up on my website, and you can see all the data on there. But getting back to the show, we're talking about, you know, using some really simple things, like even when you were first dating, getting to know your body. So this part, I'm going to, you know, I hear this so often from women, and so I really want to address this today. And it, and it's about arousal for women. So lack of arousal makes sex very painful for women. And this includes even like using a finger for touching, like to stimulate yourself. So when a woman is aroused, her vagina becomes very wet, which helps with the lubrication, and it helps making entry easier and reducing that friction. And it widens the woman's physical body, and it makes it more pleasurable for women because that area of the body gets swollen. But if you're afraid of having that sexual discomfort, you know, it could be different things. And like I was saying, as your body ages and changes, for women especially, there is a lot of stuff that's going on. So it's very, very common for women to have this, but it's not very common for women to talk about it. All right. So men need to understand this, because sometimes men feel that their female partners are rejecting sex and they take it personally against themselves. So a man thinks that, oh, my partner doesn't want me anymore. But it is hard for some people, not all women, to actually admit that their body is not responding the way that it used to, because they think there's something wrong. And there's nothing worse than thinking that, you know, you've got a problem. So it shocks me how many women don't do anything about it. Now, it could be different factors. I am not a therapist, but I can tell you some great books to read. I can tell you nutritionists to go see, or even just going and getting a checkup with your doctor. A lot of women, we are supposed to go for our physicals every year, and I know people that don't. It just shocks me how many people actually don't do that. So when I hear things like this and people say to me they're not having sex for that reason, that is a huge factor. So it could be hormonal, or it could be actually something emotional. All right. So I can talk. I think I'm going to run this show theme for next week, because there's so many other things that I want to talk about with you guys. But, you know, understanding the difference, the emotional body is very, very powerful. So what we think and what we feel affects the physical body last. I've talked about this in different ways on my shows before, but we need to understand how powerful the actual body is. So the physical body could actually not be lubricating as well for a woman because of just her age. It could be hormonal, and that her body has changed so much and she hasn't learned proper things to actually balance out those hormones so that certain hormones are working properly. It could also be that there is an emotional component to it that has gone unresolved. And the older I'm getting and hanging out with women my age, what I'm realizing is that a lot of times these imbalances are in the body, and we get down to the root cause of it, which causes differences in the physical body, is that they have unresolved issues about something that's happened in their sex life. And it could have been previous relationships. It could have been the first boyfriend they had. It could have been absolutely anything, and they've never talked about it. So the body is a very, very powerful thing, and that actually can get stuck in the person's body. And Tantra people talk about this too. So when women understand how to release some of this stuck energy in their body, it can open them up. And as your body opens and expands, the lubrication starts to happen again. And also, while that's happening, that's when women can actually have different forms of orgasms, where they can have clitoral orgasms, they can have vaginal orgasms, and they can also have full body orgasms. It's very, very fascinating. I never knew this stuff. But as I got older, I was just so intrigued by all of this stuff, because when you're young, you're focusing on, you know, people paying attention to you, finding a partner, finding someone to marry. Your focus is not about the physical part of your body. And it's very rare people learn about how the mental and the emotional part actually plays a huge hand in how your body reacts. So why did I bring this up? Well, it's basically because in my program, we're going to touch on this, on how the physical body can actually be helped and healed when you work on some of these mental and emotional pieces, which is what the communication is all about, and so that you understand who your partner is and who some of their sex partners were previous to you, because some people are actually in relationships, they're married to people, and have never allowed themselves to get to know who their partner was before they got married. There's just so much fear there. They just don't want to know. And in my opinion, you know, I don't think it's healthy. I think you need to understand who you're with. You're not there to judge them. You're just there to understand them. And that is a big, big difference. All right. So again, with that program, it is called Tamron's Secret Sex Language Program. It is a full-day program. So if anything has resonated with you today, anything I've said, please email me. I can talk to you about it see if I can offer some help for you guys as well. And of course, anything I do it in a fun way. This is not serious stuff. I am not a therapist, but I use a lot of my own personal experiences. All right. So I just want to thank you guys for taking some time out again and spending it with me today on my show. And I hope you've resonated with me in some way, or you feel compelled to listen again to the recorded version or share this show with your friends. Always remember that my life is the same as yours, and I am not perfect. I am not a supermodel, a porn star, or even a celebrity. I'm just a crazy chick who wants to have more fun in her life without ever having to give up my personal boundaries. I want to be respected, and I want to respect all the people and friends and coworkers and lovers in my life. I needed to learn how to communicate, share, laugh, and at myself especially, and mostly listen to the needs of the people I cared about, so I received the life that I fantasized about when I was young. I didn't create it the first time around, but I certainly found the tools to create what I want now, and that is exactly what I love to do the most, is to pass down that knowledge to you, my listeners. So thank you again, and I hope you remember to come back next week for another crazy, fun-filled show with me, Tamron, on Let's Figure It Out Intimately. Cheers for now.
Thank you again for listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately. Please join Tamron again next Thursday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Let's Figure It Out Intimately again.